Hello everybody, this is Salil Tripathi from the Institute for Human Rights and Business. I am here in Bergen in Norway with Mariam Al-Khawaja, and those of you who have been listening to this podcast for a while would remember that we had a conversation last year as well. Mariam is a leading human rights defender from the region of the Gulf, and she and I are now going to talk about some of the pressing issues that are going on right now in the Middle East. And obviously the first question I have, Mariam, you can guess, is about the situation in Saudi Arabia and what seems like the brutal murder of Jamal Khashoggi. Can you talk to us about what it means for companies that might be doing business with Saudi Arabia?
Well, I think that, you know, the Jamal Khashoggi case is going to be a turning point either way, because mm-hmm. on one hand, if the reaction that we're seeing now continues the way that it has been for this past period, and there is an actual international independent investigation into what happened to Jamal Khashoggi, and then actual accountability, which will be, you know, one of the first times that's happened for Saudi Arabia where they're actually held accountable for their crimes, I think that's going to be a turning point, because it's going to send a very strong message not only to Saudi Arabia but to others as well. I think that so far the Gulf countries believe, and I think rightfully so, that they enjoy international immunity or impunity. They have committed so many crimes, whether it's, you know, Saudi Arabia's war crimes in Yemen, or sending their military into Bahrain to help crush a peaceful uprising, or whether it's the imprisonment of all of the human rights defenders inside Saudi Arabia, including the women human rights defenders who dedicated their lives fighting for the end of the guardianship system and the right to drive.
I mean, that's the irony, isn't it, that you announce with a lot of fanfare the fact that women can drive, but keep in jail the women who fought for that right.
Exactly, which is why there's been a campaign for car companies who are now benefiting from the right to women to drive in Saudi Arabia, because they have a huge business booming after that, to speak up about the case of the woman who are now in prison and have been, since most of them since May, without charges. Mm-hmm. And so I think that for Jamal Khashoggi's case, if there's going to be accountability, that's going to be one of the first times we've ever seen that happen in Saudi Arabia. And so that's definitely going to be a turning point. On the other hand, if, like we've seen in the past, people use this horrible excuse that Saudi Arabia has presented, that he died accidentally in a fight that he got into with 15.
Oh, initially that he left. Then they said that, no, we don't know where he is. Then they said that he's disappeared. Then they said he died. And now finally they're saying that, you know, it was in a fight that
broke
out. Yes,
I believe they were testing different theories to see the reaction internationally, yes, before they come up with a final excuse, quote unquote. But I mean, the thing with their excuse, you know, saying that he got into a fight and he died from it, it's not meant to make all of us believe them. It's not meant for us to say, oh, that actually makes sense, we believe them. They know we're laughing. They know we're saying this is unbelievable. The whole point of that excuse is to present a good enough justification for the business community and other governments around the world who are allied with Saudi Arabia to say, we believe them, we're moving on. And if that happens, then it's going to be not just another crime that's added to the long list of crimes that Saudi Arabia has committed and gotten away with, but it sends an incredibly dangerous message to governments all around the world. And I'm not saying it hasn't happened before, that governments have targeted people abroad and killed them, but governments who would not have dared do it in the past might start thinking about doing it. And I think that's where the problem is. Now, we've seen people get kidnapped by Saudi Arabia before. There were many cases of women who tried to escape abusive families and the abusive
guardianship system. Or the Lebanese prime minister too.
Or the Lebanese prime minister as well, where women were arrested, kidnapped, and then forcefully returned to Saudi Arabia and different countries. Like the prime minister of Lebanon, he was in Saudi Arabia. These women were in places like the Philippines or Turkey, and they were kidnapped and then returned forcefully to Saudi Arabia. Nobody talked about those cases. So it's not like it's the first time it happens. It's just the first time we get this reaction. And so I think either way, like I said, it's going to be a turning point.
So my question then is that what do you want companies to do? Because in a way, the companies are not responsible directly with what happened in the consulate in Istanbul. What should they do? Should they be always speaking out? Should they not invest in Saudi Arabia? Should they ask probing questions? What would you want them to do?
I would want companies to stop investing in the Saudi economy. I think that there needs to be sanctions about against certain individuals within the Saudi monarchy, mm-hmm. especially those who have been related to the crimes in Yemen and other places. And so I think there should be definitely, Saudi Arabia should fall under the Global Magnitsky Act with the United
Which
States.
Which is, of course, the act that was developed initially for Russia, but now is being applied elsewhere to go after the personal assets and personal movability and transport mm-hmm. of people who are implicated in credible human rights allegations.
Exactly, yeah. So I think that definitely applies to Saudi Arabia. And I think generally, you know, companies, especially like in this case, might not have been directly responsible for what happened to Khashoggi, but these investments, when these businesses go in and do business as usual with Saudi Arabia, they're sending a message that they're willing to do business regardless of what Saudi Arabia does. And this prolongs the life of this monarchy. It prolongs the life of this dictatorship. And as long as businesses are willing to turn a blind eye and a deaf ear to all of the violations, because I think that the reaction we're seeing now on the Khashoggi case is the reaction we should have seen when the women human rights defenders were arrested, is the reaction we should have seen when Raif Badawi was flogged, is the reaction we should have seen with Saudi Arabia killing
Ashraf
civilians
Fayyad being
in Yemen,
arrested, yeah.
With Ashraf Fayyad, with them sending their military into Bahrain. I think we should have seen that reaction in all of those cases. And maybe if we had seen that reaction in 2011 on Bahrain or on Yemen or on the cases of the prisoners of conscience and human rights defenders in Saudi Arabia, maybe Jamal Khashoggi would not have had to lose his life.
So final question.
This reaction.
So my final question is this, are you optimistic?
Honestly, having worked on the Gulf for the past many years, I can't say I'm optimistic. Mm-hmm. I would say I'm cautiously, I mean, I don't know if I would even use the term hopeful. I have been disappointed too many times, because when I saw that Saudi Arabia had bombed a bus full of children, and there were images of children with their backpacks being taken off their backs in hospitals, and watching their you know, the kids who were sitting on the seat next to them dead. And I thought, if this doesn't move the world, then what will? So I was like, this is it. This must be what moves the world. And it didn't.
Mm.
It was a US-made bomb used to kill children on a school bus, and it did not move the world. It did not move the business community. And so I'm in a position now where I think anything can happen. Anything can go. You know, maybe this will be a turning point. I really hope it is, for not just for the sake of Jamal Khashoggi, but for the sake of the population of Saudi Arabia, for the sake of humanity. I hope that this is a turning point. But honestly, I'm not shocked. I'm shocked that people are shocked that Saudi Arabia
yes.
did this. And I won't be shocked if they get away with it.
Thank you. And I wish to share what you call not optimism, but at least some sort of a hope that it would change in this manner that you described it. Thanks as always. Yeah.
Of course.